It's a whole new world we live in. On Joe Tobin. Everybody wants to be your master. Everybody wants to show their skills. Everybody wants to get there faster. Make their way to the top of the hill.
Each time you try,
gonna get just a little bit better.
Each step you climb, one more step up the ladder. It's a whole new world we live in. It's a whole new way to see. It's a whole new place with a brand new attitude. But you still gotta catch 'em all.
Be the best that you can. Hold on to your toe.
It's a whole new world we live in. But you still gotta catch 'em all.
And be the best that you can be. Pokemon Johto.
Pokemon Johto.
Today, we find our heroes more determined than ever to meet the challenges that await them on the road to the Johto League. But the real question is this. Can they meet the challenges on the bridge?
Here they come. It's the three twipes and Pikachu, and they're headed straight this way.
Little do they know that their travel plans are about to fall through.
Fall through indeed.
This plan may be simple, but I think it's our best one ever.
When those twerks get right overhead.
When they're in just the right position.
We pull the rope, the bottom drops out, and they tumble into the cage. Then we slip on the lid and we got them right where we want them.
And that Pikachu too.
We're gonna catch a Pikachu. Pikachu. Pika, Pika, choo, choo, choo. We're gonna catch a Pikachu.
It's collapsing.
So is our plan.
We usually don't wash out this early in the episode.
Team Rocket splashing off again.
I wonder how that happened.
The whistle stop!
How are we gonna get across?
I guess we could keep walking along the river till we find another bridge.
Yeah, but the map says the nearest one's 10 miles away.
10 miles? There's gotta be some other way to get... Whoa, let's see what they are.
Ledipa, the 5-star Pokemon. These naturally gentle bug types gather in groups during cold weather to keep warm.
Girl traveling with Ledipa. This natural beauty short boyish hairstyle provides the ideal complement to her warm, feminine features.
This girl is obviously Brock's type.
Yay.
Here we go again.
Hello? Hello?
Huh?
Yoo-hoo, over here!
Begin your descent. Decrease speed 50% and prepare for immediate landing.
Ledipa are bug Pokemon, Misty. How come you're not starting to bug out yet?
They're cute. The only thing that's bugging me now is Brock.
It's like a miracle. Thank goodness you've come to save us. You're just like an angel from out of the blue.
Can I help you with something?
Yes, miss. We need to get across the water, and Brock needs to get back down to Earth.
You floated down from the heavens to aid and comfort me in my time of desperate need. Fate brought us together, but no power in heaven or on Earth will ever tear us apart.
We just want to cross the river.
Well, I could fly you across with my Ledipa if you like.
Huh? Really? That'd be great. Thanks,
Oh, my name's Ariel. What's yours?
Hi, my name's Ash.
Nice to meet you. I'm Misty. We'll take you over one at a time when you're ready.
We're ready when you are!
Pretty cool, huh, Pikachu?
Descend!
That was really great. Thanks a lot, Ariel.
Oh, no problem. We had to come here to do a little work in this apple orchard anyway.
Apple orchard? You mean, these are all apple trees? The white flowers are beautiful, aren't they, Togepi?
I don't understand. Why did you have to come to this orchard?
Well, I...
Ariel! Good to see a girl all set to go to work.
We're all set, Mr. Douglas.
What are you going to do, Ariel?
Why don't you guys stay for a while and see for yourselves?
Bet she uses the Lettyba.
What would Lettyba have to do with apples? Wind southwest at 1 knot. Begin climbing at 40 degrees. On the whistle. Descend. Now climb. Descend.
I see. The Lettyba are pollinating the orchard.
Pollinating. So that's what they're doing.
Oh, I get it.
Good, then maybe you can explain it to me.
To put it simply, the Lettyba transfer pollen from apple blossom to apple blossom, which allows the trees to produce fruit.
Got it! Hey, that gives me an idea. Heracross, I choose you! Fly into the orchard and give the Lettyba some help! Must be hungry.
Climb! Descend! Climb!
I can't believe how she can command all six of her Lettyba at one time.
She's almost like an army drill sergeant, isn't she, Ash?
Yeah, and I'd join her platoon any day.
At ease.
Ariel, how'd you learn to control your Lettyba like that?
Well, I've done a lot of training, of course, but the real key's this little whistle. The way I give the Lettyba all of their commands is by playing different notes with it.
Amazing!
I wish I had a whistle that worked on Psyduck.
How about letting me give it a try?
Well, I'd like to, but it's been passed down in my family for generations, so I'm really not allowed to let other people use it.
Too bad, but I can understand why.
Sorry. All right, team, we still have work to do. Let's go!
This is like music to my ears. If we can get our paws on that whistle, we'll be the ones to control those Lettyba.
Those twerps will have to change their tune when we're the ones in charge.
I like the sound of this plan.
Okay, Lettyba, time for a rest, now!
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Huh?
Today on our show, a world-renowned expert will be here to appraise your antiques and apprise you of their value.
Huh? Okay, let's get down to business, shall we?
That's my whistle!
This is a very well-made whistle.
And now for our expert's final answer. What did you say?
Oh, I give this whistle 5 stars.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for watching.
Wait a second.
Yeah, you can't take my whistle.
Prepare for trouble. It's Team Rocket's whistle.
Make it double. That's rocket, not missile.
To protect the world from devastation.
To unite all peoples within our nation.
To denounce the evils of truth and love.
To extend our reach to the stars above.
Jesse.
James.
Team Rocket, blast off at the speed of light.
Surrender now or prepare to fight, fight, fight.
That's right. Not you again.
Give that whistle back!
Never, never, never!
You can't blow the whistle on us this time.
We'll see.
The only place you'll see us is in your dreams, Toy Pow.
Bye.
Time for you to come with us, Lettyba. What's wrong with you? Can't you hear this? Let's go!
The Lettyba won't obey you when you haven't even done any training with them.
Huh? We went through all this trouble and we're not catching any Lettyba?
Even though we blew the whistle, I guess we blew it. Really, we did.
This is a big bug ripoff!
Don't tell us about ripoffs. You're the thieves!
Yeah, give Ariel's whistle back!
I'll give you something, twerps! Go! Lickitung, use supersonic attack!
Those bugs are bogged down. I say we grab Pikachu.
Yeah.
That's what you think. Go, Pikachu. Use Thunderbolt attack now.
Pikachu.
Lettyba, where are you going? Come back.
Team Rocket's blasting off again!
You got him, Pikachu!
But they got the whistle!
And look!
Ladybug.
Ladybug!
Where are you?
I'm sorry. I didn't know Pikachu's Thunderbolt would scare all your Ladybug away.
Thanks, Ash, but it isn't your fault. You had no choice. You had to do something to stop that Team Rocket.
I'll find your Ladybug, Ariel.
Huh?
Go, Zubat!
Why Zubat?
Ladybug and Zubat both use supersonic waves, and if the waves sync up, we'll be able to track them down.
Good idea!
Let's see if it works.
Zubat, use your supersonic and bring back those Ladybug! Wow, sounds like Zubat found them already!
Huh?
It's a whole bunch of Golbat!
Zubat, return now!
Brock, that supersonic idea was super stupid!
I was only trying to help, Misty, but I guess I went a little batty.
All my Ladybug love the smell of flowers, so maybe they flew off to a garden somewhere.
Flowers, huh? And they love the smell. Let's see. If we could just figure out some... I know! Heracross, I choose you!
I don't know about this.
It'll be fine this time. Heracross, use that sniffer to take us to the nearest place that smells like flowers. It must be over that way. Come on. What'd I tell ya? Heracross.
Huh? I guess Ash isn't the only sucker.
Skies as blue as sapphires. Clouds as white as marshmallows. We could be sailing sweetly through them on soft summer breezes.
But instead we're stuck on the ground sewing this dumb balloon.
How about a little less yapping and a little more sewing?
That's right.
Now I remember why this whistle reminds me of the two of you. It's useless.
Don't throw it away. Maybe it didn't work because you wasn't playing it the right way, Jesse.
Well, I'd like to see you do any better.
Don't mind if I do.
Looks like you're working yourself into a hub.
Arva.
Make yourself useful and go find us something to eat. What's gotten into you, Arbok?
Huh? Hey! Arbok's moving and grooving to the whistle!
You're right!
You're mine!
I always thought I was a real charmer, and I was right!
Huh? Hey, look! Over there!
It's all them Ladybug.
Now we can capture them the old-fashioned way.
Jesse, let me handle this one, will ya?
Huh?
Okay, Arbok, dive underground and round up all them Ladybug pronto.
You don't really expect Arbok to listen to you, do you?
I'm a pretty good trainer, ain't I? Chabak.
I'm not sure I like this idea.
There, that should keep you under control.
Wait!
This is better than our balloon!
Yes, as long as you don't let go of that rope.
Now that we've got the Ladybug, let's go get that Pikachu! Ready, go! Oh, sorry. Ready, go!
Hey, quit stalling!
Let's move it!
Time to take us to the twerps!
What's this orange stuff?
I hide a sea in red, but not orange. Wow!
Hey, Ladybug!
Where are you?
Ladybug!
Don't Don't worry, Ariel. We'll find him.
Yes. But even if we do find my Lettyba, I have a feeling they're all going to stop listening to me.
That won't happen, Ariel.
It's already happened once. Without that whistle, they'll never listen to a word I say.
Of course they will. They just got confused by Lickitung's supersonic.
I hope you're right. Because I just can't imagine what I'd do if my Lettyba don't come back to me. I can't even think about life without my beautiful Lettyba.
Listen, Ariel. Who raised those Lettyba and trained them and took care of them when they got sick?
Me? I've done that ever since they were little tiny babies.
That's what's important, Ariel. What's in their hearts. That whistle doesn't matter.
Maybe.
I know it. When we find him, it'll be just like it was. You'll see.
Pika!
Thanks, Ash. You're probably right. Do you smell what I do? Pika?
What?
I don't smell anything.
It's a very faint smell that the Lettyba give off when they're in danger.
That must mean they're somewhere nearby.
See if you can find them, Pikachu.
Pika!
Pikachu senses something. Come on!
Right!
What's this weird fog?
I knew it! The Lettyba must have been in some kind of trouble here. Look there! Lettyba!
Nice work, Arbok.
It's Team Rocket!
Okay, hold it right there!
What are you doing with my Lettyba? Let them go!
Buzz off, you!
Lettyba!
Gotcha!
Now, hand over that Pikachu!
I would never give Pikachu to you!
Well, then we'll just have to take it from you!
Lickitung, go!
Victory Bell, team!
Do whatever you have to do to get that Pikachu.
Oh, will they listen to me? Even without the whistle? I guess there's only one way to find out. Lettyba!
Nice try.
Keep it up, Ariel. Your Lettyba are listening to you.
All right, Lickitung, use your stomp attack!
Use your tackle attack, Victory Bell!
Lettyba! Help me! Lettyba! Great work, Lettyba! Now let's take care of Team Rocket!
Now to get out of this. Bulbasaur, I choose you!
Bulbasaur!
Bulbasaur, use your razor leaf to get us out of here!
Bulbasaur!
Victory Bell, use your razor leaf attack too!
Climb at 70 degrees! Look out, Lettyba! Descend at 80 degrees!
Don't just stand there, Lickitung! Attack with supersonic!
That won't work this time! Pikachu, use Thunderbolt now!
Okay, Lettyba, descend at 60 degrees, then climb at 30 degrees for a tackle attack! Full speed!
Looks like Team Rocket's buzzing off again!
Lettyba? Thank you all. I'm so glad you're back.
You're a great trainer, Ariel.
It just goes to show you that if you always treat your Pokémon with care, they'll always care about you, too.
Yeah.
Pikachu.
Ready to give it a try, Letty Ball? I'm counting on you. Ready? Descend. Okay, keep going.
Wow. Doesn't seem to matter if you use your whistle or not.
From now on, I'm going to try to use the whistle less and less every day.
Great. And I have a feeling you'll all be a lot happier that way.
Yeah, we're happier already.
Well, we gotta get going, Ariel.
Thanks so much, guys. And take care. Bye.
You too. Bye.
So long.
Today, our friends were reminded that there are many ways for humans and Pokémon to communicate, and that the most important way is with their hearts. And so they continue on their journey to Violet City and to the Johto League.
Pokémon Karaoke-mon!
Pikachu!
You know there is no other.
I choose you!
Because you are my brother in this game we play. And perhaps so one day, look in the eyes of madness far behind.
Oh! I've been training all my life, waiting all this time, all this moment to arrive. And now that it's here, I don't have the fear, cause there's nothing left to hide. It's me and you, and there's nothing that we can do. Love in the Pokemon world, even masters have to learn, they will always find something new. Oh, it's you and me. Oh, you and me forever, yeah.
Everybody wants to be your master, everybody wants to show their skills. Everybody wants to get there faster, make their way to the top of the hill.
It's a whole new world we live in. It's a whole new way to see. It's a whole new place with a brand new attitude. But you still gotta catch 'em all.
Be the best that you can.
Pokémon Johto. Pokémon Johto.